Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court sidestepped a very important case involving change therapy, a law in New Jersey that was passed that says clients may not receive, nor their parents may receive, nor counselors may provide any kind of counsel that would seek to reduce or eliminate unwanted same-sex sexual attractions, behavior, or identity. That is the law in New Jersey, and so far that law is still standing. The Supreme Court sidestepped this very important issue. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this case is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, everyone who was watching the Supreme Court, those that are experts in the field, were predicting that the Supreme Court would take this case. In fact, this was a case that is of significant precedential value. It has a First Amendment component to it. It is the first time in the country where you have counselors being told by a government that it can only provide one viewpoint on a particular subject matter of counseling. So on the issue of same-sex attractions, all they can do in New Jersey is affirm them as good, okay, normal, but they cannot do anything that would seek to change or reduce those unwanted attractions. And so as a result, this had significant First Amendment issues. There was a conflict between this case and other federal courts of appeal, and there was a conflict between this case and a recently decided U.S. Supreme Court decision from 2015, a case that actually was favorable to our position. But for whatever reason, we don't know why, we don't know what the vote would be, the Supreme Court decided to sidestep this case, meaning that the lower court decision upholding the ban on change therapy still stands.
Well, and Matt, I hope I'm not wearing rose-colored glasses here and that this isn't wishful thinking. My hope, and this is speculation, my hope is maybe that they're thinking this case is too important to take up right now while they're one justice short on the U.S. Supreme Court, and maybe they want to push it off until they have a full nine justice Supreme Court. That may be, again, wishful thinking, but I hope they've absolutely got to revisit this because, you know, what is at issue here, man? I mean, think about this. We're talking about, and Liberty Counsel's client is a young man who has unwanted same-sex attraction, who is making tremendous headway through counseling. And now they've told him you cannot have the counseling that you need in order to reconcile your beliefs, your faith with these, and find out what the root causes of these unwanted same-sex attractions are. The only thing that can be done here is to affirm those same-sex attractions and behaviors and as normal, natural, and good, something that is against the value system of this individual and his family, this person's family. And so this is the Supreme Court saying, putting restriction. I mean, this is the state of New Jersey put restricting people's ability to get needed mental health care and therapy, and it also places a gross restriction on the First Amendment. It freezes up talk therapy. There's nothing like this.
No, there is nothing like that. Now, let me be clear that the Supreme Court didn't make any rulings, so there's no precedential value at the Supreme Court. But what we do have is a federal court of appeals ruling that upheld New Jersey's law that bans change therapy. I doubt that the decision was made on the basis that there's only eight justices. They're going to save it for some other time, because if that were the case, they could have taken it and held the case until the final seat was ultimately filled. The problem is that by not taking it, they allow the law to continue to go into effect. This may be, although we don't have any idea how the justices voted, may be the first indication of the big void that we now feel with the absence of Justice Scalia. Why were people saying that this case would be one to watch? And why were they saying that this case would likely be taken by the U.S. Supreme Court? And why, when the Supreme Court decided today not to take it, the Supreme Court watchers were saying this was a significant issue? Here is why. In January of 2016, the Supreme Court set a conference, and they decided in that conference with regards to this case that they were not going to make a vote on it at that time. So they kicked it down to February after their February recess to February 19th. That's a Friday. That in itself meant that many people watching this, seeing the significance of the First Amendment, the conflict that this case has with the other courts of appeal, the conflict that it has with a clear decision from the Supreme Court last year that actually is favorable to our position, all of that led people to believe that the Supreme Court was going to take the case. Well, in the meantime, as you know, Justice Scalia unexpectedly died. And February 19, the day that they were going to get back together again, is the day that his public viewing was held in Washington, D.C. So obviously the court did not meet on that day. The next day was his public funeral in Washington, D.C. And then the following week, last Friday, they got together again, finally, to review the case, and that's when they took the vote. You need four votes of the Supreme Court to take a case, and obviously you need five to win if you have a court of nine justices. Well, for whatever reason, they did not vote to take this case. And that's very significant because there are clear conflicts between this case and other courts of appeal. The conflict is this. This particular case said that there is a First Amendment right to free speech that's being infringed in this particular law. That conflicts with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals out in California that says, in the same case, there is no First Amendment that's being implicated here. That's a clear conflict. The Supreme Court looks to resolve these conflicts. The second thing is, the New Jersey Court of Appeals said that, yes, there's a free speech right, but we're going to make this review at a lower level, easier for the state to ultimately meet its burden. Well, last year, the Supreme Court issued a ruling saying that in any content-based restriction where a subject matter is restricted with respect to speech, as it is here, a subject matter of homosexuality is being targeted for speech restrictions, the Supreme Court said you have to give it the highest level of review, meaning that the government has a high burden to overcome. That conflicts with this Court of Appeals decision as well. So you've got a direct conflict with the Supreme Court, direct conflict with the courts of appeal, and you had reconsideration by the court, but surprisingly, they decided not to take it. I think that that is a huge disservice of this court, a huge disservice. They need to be resolving significant cases like this involving free speech. They need to resolve the conflicts with other courts of appeal, and they need to resolve conflicts with its own past decision. And with the absence of Scalia, I think this may well be one of the first visible tragedies, the fact that we no longer have that strong advocate. I think it's critically important that Scalia's position be filled with someone like him who respects the original understanding and interpretation of the Constitution.
Well, in the meantime, you know, prior to receiving this counseling, the minor client that we're talking about here, who was dealing with daily thoughts of suicide, depression, and this talk therapy that he was receiving to get to the root cause of these unwanted same-sex attractions, this counseling, he was thriving. He was making tremendous headway and gains and you know, was overcoming these feelings and these thoughts and anxiety and depression and thoughts of suicide. And so this puts that progress on hold for political purposes. We have to remember here that these laws are completely political in nature. They are using these young people like this minor client here as pawns to further their radical homosexualist agenda. And in the meantime, real lives are being affected here and real people are being harmed.
We represent real people who were on the verge of suicide, cutting, depression, had problems with their peers, problems with their parents, because they had these unwanted same-sex sexual attractions. They can develop from a number of different sources or reasons, including sexual molestation, which is often the case. And they were receiving counsel which benefited them, which repaired their self-esteem, their relationships. And now the state says, sorry, you can't have that kind of counsel anymore. You got to change your moral and religious views. Same-sex attractions are okay, despite the fact that the client does not want to engage in these kind of attractions or behavior. This is outrageous that the government would step into a counseling room and look over the shoulder of the counselor and tell the counselor that he or she can only say to that person, this kind of behavior, this kind of attraction is good, it's okay, change your religious and moral objectives, your views to match your actions and your feelings. When the client has the right of self-determination and the client says, I don't want these feelings, I don't want this behavior, I don't want to identify as gay or lesbian or whatever, the client has the right to do so. Client has a right to self-determination. But here, they say, no, you don't. This is dangerous. It's all political games, and the lives of people are hanging in the balance. Continue to pray for our case and other cases like this. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our newsletters and make an online contribution at lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.